The corn around here is way over knee-high, and there's a whole lot of it. This is Iowa, after all. So pretty much everyone farms corn and soybeans. But there isn't as much farming happening today. Dozens of farmers are hanging out by a creek that meanders through farmland. They're checking out the day's catch.
Now, there's one really bright-colored southern red belly in here. They're kind of the prettiest fish we got in this stretch.
Biologist Dan Kirby just used an electroshocker. It stuns the fish, and they float to the top of the water. Now that he can see them, he can get an idea of how many fish there are and how big they are. The farmers are watching closely.
That's a real good sign to see them that big at this point.
Yeah, especially the southern red belly, they do classify them a little bit different in that they consider them to be sensitive species, so it's a good thing to have them there at that adult size for sure.
That's better news than they might have been expecting. This creek running along many of the farmers' fields is in trouble. It's on Iowa's impaired waters list. In this case, that means the fish and other aquatic life in the creek are not doing as well as they should be.
In some of these streams, they had some rough times, some chronic issues where the fish were not even really getting to a size that they could catch them or else they were just plain absent.
Dan Kirby says farm pollution, such as excess fertilizer and soil erosion from farm fields, can harm fish and other stream life. That's the kind of thing that put this creek on the government's watch list 3 years ago. One of the farmers, Jeff Pape, remembers hearing about that. For him, it was a big red flag.
We knew there was an impaired waterway, and it was running through some of the land I rent. And obviously, I don't want that to shine on me. I didn't want the DNR, not that they would or that they have the time to do it, but I didn't want them to come in and say, hey, you will be doing this or you will be doing that.
Pape says the fear of being dictated to by the government was a strong motivator for him and a few of his neighbors. In late 2004, Pape formed a watershed council with 9 of his farming neighbors. Now there are nearly 50 farmers in the group. Pape says there are some ground rules, no finger pointing, and everyone gets equal say.
And that's nice. With this group, nobody's telling them they have to do anything. They do what they want, when they want, and that's it. They don't do any more than they want to.
Pape says he's proud of what he and his neighbors have gotten done. They're installing grass strips along ditches and creeks to filter water rushing off fields. They're putting in fences to keep cattle from tearing up stream beds and banks. They're being more careful about how much fertilizer they apply. Maybe most importantly, they've gotten a lot of their neighbors to join them. Jeff Pape says cash incentives help. Farmers are paid for the conservation projects they do. It's not as much money as some of the government's conservation programs, but it keeps the government out of their hair. Pape says this program works because there's an even stronger motivation.
That guy's looking over your fence, he sees you ain't got a waterway, and you're thinking about it. So it's that peer pressure thing that does make a difference, too. Everybody's watching each other in this watershed. Not pointing fingers at nobody, but everybody's watching each other. And that keeps people on their toes. They want things to look right, too.
Other farmers here agree that a farmer-to-farmer project is going to be much more effective than anything government regulators or researchers say. John Roadcap is with Iowa State University Extension Service. He's been helping these farmers clean up the creek. He says it's remarkable that more than half of the farmers in this 23,000-acre watershed have signed on.
The trials that they do, they talk about it at their coffee shop. They talk about it over the fence. If the trial's done 50, 60, 100 miles away, that's not good enough. They want to know how it's going to work on my farm.
Roadcap says if you see your neighbor making a change first, you're going to feel a little more comfortable giving it a try yourself. And knowing your neighbor's watching you over the fence, that's a powerful incentive all its own. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.